Texte numéro 99. The Power of Protest. George Floyd was not famous, yet his death inspired immediate protests in all of America and abroad. His legacy is the rich promise of social reform. In the US, what began as a protest against police violence against African Americans has led to an examination of racism in all its forms. The protest reflected a rejection of racism itself. The share of Americans who see racial discrimination in their country as a big problem has risen from 51% in 2015 to 76% now. A YouGov poll found 52% of Britons think British society is racist, a big rise from similar polls in the past. In 2018, 77% of the French also thought France needed to fight racism, up from 59% in 2002. America is both a country and an idea. When an injustice is perpetrated, non-Americans notice. Wrapped up in that idea of America is a conviction that progress is possible. In the US, there is a recognition that broader change is needed from local and federal government. The median household net wealth of African Americans is $18,000, a tenth of the wealth of white Americans. The ratio has not changed since 1990. An important cause of this is that many African Americans are stuck in the racially monolithic neighborhoods where their grandparents were allowed to settle at a safe distance from whites. Houses in these places are very cheap. This separation helps explain why inequality endures in schooling, policing, and health. The government has a role in reducing it. Federal spending, worth $22.6 billion, already goes on housing vouchers. Schemes to give poor Americans a choice over where they live have Republican and Democratic backing in Congress. With better schools and less crime, segregated districts become gentrified, leaving them more racially mixed. The place where people mix most is at work. Yet just 4 Fortune 500 firms have black chief executives, and only 3% of senior American managers are black. Firms have an incentive to change. Research suggests that racial diversity is linked to higher profit margins and that the effect is growing. It has also become clear that a vocal share of employees and customers will shun companies that do not deal with racism. A first step is to monitor diversity at all levels of recruitment and promotion, as do Goldman Sachs and Intel, hardly known to be sentimental. Large-scale social change is hard. Yet anyone who thinks racism is too difficult to tackle might recall that just 6 years before George Floyd was born, interracial marriage was still illegal in 16 American states. Today, 90% of Americans support it. When enough citizens march against an injustice, they can prevail. That is the power of protest. Adapted from The Economist, June 2020.